Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 15, 1950, a dramatic courtroom case reported in the Barbados Advocate reminded Barbadians that a single moment of violence could alter lives forever. Imagine walking into the Supreme Court in Bridgetown on a July morning in 1950. The courtroom is silent. Every eye is fixed on a 24-year-old man named George Skeet as he stands before the acting Chief Justice, His Honor, Mr. G.L. Taylor. In just a few moments, his future will be decided. The case had already captured public attention. Skeet had originally been charged with the murder of George Hunt, a fisherman from Redmond's Gap, Westbury Road, who died following a violent incident on March 27, 1950. But when the matter came before the court, there was an unexpected development. Instead of proceeding on the charge of murder, Skeet pleaded guilty to the lesser offense of attempted murder. Why? According to Acting Attorney General F.E. Fields, the decision came down to conflicting medical evidence. The doctor who operated on George Hunt at the General Hospital and the doctor who later conducted the post-mortem examination differed on important aspects of the injuries. That disagreement created uncertainty over whether the wounds themselves had directly caused Hunt's death. Fields explained that if the case had gone before a jury, they would have been asked to decide which medical expert they believed. Since it appeared possible that Hunt might have recovered from his injuries, the Crown accepted the plea to the lesser charge of attempted murder. But there was no doubt, Fields argued, about one thing. The intention behind the attack. Nine witnesses had given evidence. While many were related to the deceased, Fields insisted their family connections did not make their testimony any less truthful. Other witnesses had also described growing hostility between Skeet and Hunt. Ironically, the two men had once been friends who regularly went fishing together. Fields urged the court to send a strong message. Violent offenses, he said, were becoming far too common. Any sentence imposed should not only punish the offender, but also serve as a warning to anyone who might resort to similar violence. Defense attorney J.S.B. Dare did not attempt to excuse his client's actions. Instead, he acknowledged that crimes of violence had always been viewed by the law with the greatest seriousness. He reminded the court that life's small conflicts can sometimes build until they end in tragedy, and he appealed to the judge to temper justice with mercy. The appeal was unsuccessful. His Honor, Mr. G.L. Taylor, sentenced George Skeet to 15 years imprisonment, the maximum penalty available for attempted murder at the time. The case remains a fascinating glimpse into Barbados's justice system more than 75 years ago. It also highlights an enduring principle of criminal law. Medical evidence can profoundly influence the outcome of a case. Here, conflicting expert testimony changed a murder prosecution into a conviction for attempted murder, even though the victim had died. The story also serves as a timeless reminder that friendships can unravel, anger can escalate with devastating consequences, and decisions made in moments of rage can lead to years behind prison walls.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.